Dear brothers and sisters, last Sunday, the solemnity of the Apostles Peter and Paul marked the beginning of a year dedicated to the figure and teaching of the Apostle Paul. Today's audience begins a new series of catechesis aimed at understanding more deeply the thought of St. Paul and its continuing relevance. Paul, as we know, was a Jew and consequently a member of a distinct cultural minority in the Roman Empire. At the same time, he spoke Greek, the language of the wider Hellenistic culture, and was a Roman citizen. Paul's proclamation of the risen Christ, while grounded in Judaism, was marked by a universalist vision, and it was facilitated by his familiarity with three cultures. He was thus able to draw from the spiritual richness of contemporary philosophy, and Stoicism in particular, in his preaching of the gospel. The crisis of traditional Greco-Roman religion in Paul's time had also fostered a greater concern for a personal experience of God. As we see from his sermon before the Areopagus in Athens, Paul was able to appeal to this currents of thought in his presentation of the good news. Against this broad cultural background, Paul developed his teaching, which we will explore in the catechesis of this Pauline year. I offer a warm welcome to all the English-speaking visitors present today, including the Palatine Missionary Sisters, the Columban Missionaries, and the Soweto Catholic Church Choir. I also greet the various groups coming from England, Ireland, Norway, the Bahamas, Canada, and the United States. May your visit to Rome be a time of deep spiritual renewal. Upon all of you, I invoke God's blessings of joy and peace.